Dailyish for Wednesday, August 12th. It's 22 degrees outside, feels like 29. This is not a weather podcast. This episode is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailyish today and sign up to try FeedPress, your all-in-one, powerful, intuitive, simple RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform for your blog, your podcast today for 14 days. No contracts or commitments, and use daily promo code Dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. So it's feed.press/dailyish. And also by Patreon supporters like you, possibly. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how to support me a little more directly with my podcasting efforts with a dollar or two a month, $5 a month, $20 a month, even $2,000 a month. Sorry, that choked me up there just at the thought of it. Back home after extended weekend away, working holiday of sorts, trying to work while the family's at the beach, and then, yeah, it never works as well as you think it's going to. The coffee shop Wi-Fi was terrible, which is very sad to complain about, but it just was a fact, trying to, you know, get some work done. So my tethered data off my phone was much better. I could just stay at the cabin and get a bit of work done there. But man, uncomfortable chairs at the cabin, they feel like they're going to fall apart. Again, terrible thing to complain about. The chairs at the cabin you go to, that your family owns, are uncomfortable. So sad. The world's tiniest violin is playing in the background. But coming home, and it felt like I enjoy the drive home. I enjoy driving as a family, and the journey and the adventure of that and all that kind of stuff. And I actually enjoy driving in Saskatchewan. It's fairly flat. The joke is kind of like that, you just never, nothing ever changes, but actually it does. I mean, obviously it does. The road winds. It's not just straight forever. There's no mountains per se, but wide open prairie skies has its own appeal once you're, especially if you've grown up around it. And I've kind of felt like, yeah, excited to come back and get back into things. But now that I'm home, I'm kind of overwhelmed and lots of stuff to get done, and even putting off recording this episode. I was going to record it about an hour ago and then let myself get distracted by random things. And so here I am now again about recording it. So hopefully you appreciate the better audio now that you've had crappy audio for the last couple of episodes recording into my phone. I'm sure you all survived, but yeah, definitely is nicer to have a little bit nicer audio, and I feel more comfortable talking into this more expensive microphone. For some reason, it feels like I'm actually doing something instead of just talking into my phone. But both of these are kind of odd experiences. Anyways, but yeah, coming back and kind of a little bit sluggish to get going and feeling overwhelmed at all the stuff. There's family, my wife's family is getting together in a weekish or so, and so there's just lots to get done before that. August kind of has a way of just like ramping up and not really stopping, and then all of a sudden it's September and it's school time, and you're back into more routine, which feels a little bit like it'd be nice to have a routine again, because we're kind of all over the map right now. But I know by mid-September or something, I'll be craving summer, and maybe not 35 degree heat, but it's definitely the freedom of summer. So I'll enjoy it while it lasts, that's for sure. Hope your summer is going well. I'm going to sign off for now to get the work done. There's an episode of Show Me Your Mic I'm recording this afternoon with a guest from over at studiopress.com, some sort of podcasting blogging platform course thing. So we'll see how that goes. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye. Oh, and don't leave Moondays hanging. She's the only one alone in the comments in the Reddit thingy. So hit the discuss this episode link, and don't leave her alone in there. Chat back. Give a somebody else do it. So I think out of the hundreds or so that are listening, one other person can do it. Right? Don't. My thanks to Moondays for commenting and giving me feedback, obviously, but I think, as much as I said a few episodes ago, you can, you know, don't feel pressured. I know it's hard to do, but don't be lazy, right? Okay, bye.